Hello and welcome back to the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie and I'm here to discuss with you all the personal finance knowledge that no one ever taught you in school, that your friends and family and coworkers and no one really seems to talk about, and that is quite frankly treated like it's a secret. You could even say a secret diary. I'm here to open up that secret diary to you. So I want to welcome you to the Finance Diaries. On today's episode, I want to talk about something in specific that I've heard a lot in my life. And I've heard a lot from clients and I hear all the time on repeat. And it's that money will solve all of my personal finance issues. And once I have money and I have a good job or I make a good income with my own business or whatever the situation is, that all of my problems will be solved. I want to present to you a very, very real life example of how money does not mean that you are good with personal finance. One of the popular ones that we've heard a lot of is about people who've won the lottery. And people that win the lottery are often suddenly finding themselves in a financial situation that they've never found themselves in. And I can't remember exactly the statistic, but I remember hearing on this show that I used to watch, Lottery Changed My Life, that something like 75% of lottery winners went bankrupt within 5 years of winning the lottery, which is actually a very crazy statistic. But then you watch the show and you saw like they would live in a relatively small home, but then they would buy 3 Lamborghinis and then they would buy and buy and buy and buy and they would give to their relatives and they would give to their friends. And there was really no money management there, because even if you won 210 million US dollars, if you didn't manage your 210 US million dollars, then at the end of the day, you wouldn't really have very much. And really, unfortunately, these people would end up in a worse situation than they started with. But today I want to specifically talk about people that have not just a one-time large amount of money, but people that for many years have large amounts of money. And I want to talk about specifically professional athletes, because this is a very startling statistic. 60% of NBA players go broke within 5 years of departing or retiring from the league. 78% of former NFL players experience financial distress within 2 years after retirement. So we see in this case, these are athletes that they're not just coming into one big windfall. They have money for multiple years. And I think that this alludes to a really important thing that we can take out of being an athlete, and we can think of the same in our career. Athletes at any moment can lose everything. So say you're a baseball player and you have some devastating leg or wrist or whatever injury and you can never play again. So whatever money you had, if you haven't been managing it well, then it doesn't matter how many millions of dollars every year you were making before, because you suddenly have nothing. And in these cases, it's kind of like a forced retirement, right? It's not like you're working till you're 60 or 65. You're working until your body gives up on you. And I think that it's quite similar to real life, because we can't always expect to always have our jobs. I think we learned this year in the pandemic more than any time ever in our lives is how things can change at the drop of a hat. A technology could disrupt a whole industry, or a pandemic could wipe out an entire sector. And I think that this really is an important lesson in how we can have a lot of money, but it doesn't mean that we're managing it well. Money doesn't guarantee anything. Money management is absolute key. It's really all comes down to that, because it happens at any income level, that at any time you could lose your job or your industry could be disrupted. Any of these things that I mentioned before. Effective money management is what can make an average person wealthy. If you've ever heard of examples of teachers or custodians or waste management professionals, all these different people that ended up having multiple plexes, or even a popular example, the wealthy barber, these are all examples of how anyone in everyday life, no matter your circumstances, can make an absolute devastatingly good impact on their own lives and the lives of others, but at the same time can be a devastatingly awful impact if you have an amazing career and no money management skills. So effective money management can make an average person wealthy, but ineffective money management can make a millionaire go broke. And interestingly enough, I'm just going to add this statistic, is that you might have been wondering, I mentioned NBA and NFL players, but I didn't mention NHL players. And interestingly enough, when I did some research on this component, I found that one of the main reasons that this isn't a very popular statistic to look into is that hockey players tend to come from very favorable socioeconomic backgrounds, meaning that their parents had to pay, or guardians or whoever had to pay, a significant amount of money to be able to keep them in the sport. I don't know if you know anything about hockey. I'm a Canadian, so I know a fair bit, and it is a very expensive sport. It's not just expensive in equipment, but it's expensive to be part of different leagues, and then the better rated you are, the different places you go to, and so on and so forth. And so that's why that since NHL players tend to come from more favorable socioeconomic backgrounds, they already have these money management skills. And because we are seeing a lot of NBA and NFL players coming from less favorable socioeconomic backgrounds, they don't have the money management skills to start out with. So by coming into a large influx of money, like a lottery winner would, then they're not always set up with the right tools in this case. So that being said, you might be wondering, okay, well, that's kind of a really sad statistic. And is that going to happen to me if my family didn't have money? I'm the first person maybe going to college or getting an amazing job or starting this crazy business or just coming into more money and realizing that the importance of managing money is really there, and that we're not just going to be another statistic. Well, it is obviously very possible to be able to do these things. The first thing I have always said, I think since I was a little kid, and I'm not even sure I really knew what it meant at the time. I said, if I ever won the lottery or if I ever came into some big amount of money, the first thing that I would do is I would find the top rated person for personal finance management that I could find, and I would give my money to them. And then this also ties into something else that's quite important, is that what I did read about NHL statistics is that when people who had gone broke in the NHL had gone broke, what they said was the major contributor was that they had put their money into the hands of the wrong person. So if you follow me on Instagram, or if you follow me on TikTok, or you follow me on any other platform, I am constantly reiterating, do your own research, get multiple opinions. It is so important not to put your money into a single person's trust, because at any moment you could get a Schitt's Creek kind of situation. I know it's a TV show, but it does happen that someone either does something wrong with your money or tries to embezzle it or whatever the situation is, that you end up with nothing. And going back to being an athlete or to being a regular person with a regular job or whatever the situation is, that at any moment things could change and we need to be prepared for that. At any moment our companies could have some sort of change in circumstances and we can lose our job. But what do you have to fall back on? And that is one of the main differences between someone who had a much harder time during this pandemic and someone who didn't, is because I'm going to give you a perfect example. Because I know that you're probably thinking of, okay, well, people that were living paycheck to paycheck and lost their jobs, well, they were in a terrible situation. I'm going to give you an opposite situation. So let me take one example. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name the exact city they lived in, but this person lived a very, very high-end life. They were living paycheck to paycheck, but on a much bigger, maybe a bigger game board than we're normally thinking of. Like, this wasn't to buy a can of beans, but this was because they had a big mortgage, a very big mortgage. They had a car for themselves and their partner, and the pandemic hit and there were no savings. There were no savings, there were no investments, and there was nothing there. So these individuals went on the CERB that is offered in Canada. the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit, and that didn't even cover their payments that they had to make. And it meant concessions, and it meant choosing between making a car payment and being able to put food on the table, and coming down to the cold, hard, and very real decision of having to decide if they were going to declare bankruptcy. And maybe bankruptcy doesn't sound like the biggest deal to you, but if you are living a life with very high-end luxury cars and a very nice house in a very nice neighborhood, and to declare bankruptcy and have to restart, that is not an easy pill to swallow. And again, if you follow me on my other platforms, I have constantly stressed the importance of building your emergency funds. Because if your lifestyle inflates, your emergency fund should reflect that. And your investments and all your different fallbacks need to reflect the lifestyle that you're living. Because if your emergency funds reflect the budget that you had when you were a new grad, then you're not going to be able to make up for that. And this is an extremely unfortunate circumstance. And it happened a lot during the pandemic. There was some level of mortgage forgiveness that was given in Canada and the US. And then at one point it ended because people were expected to find something and pivot into a new job or find a new skill set. And obviously COVID-19 has been a huge awakening for a lot of people. And it has been an extreme example, but I'm just trying to illustrate that we never know what kind of situation we're in. Just how an athlete never knows the moment that their body will give out on them. We don't really know. We can't predict the future. Unfortunately, I can't. I don't know if you can, but if you can, please talk to me. I would love to hear about it. But we do need to plan for these kinds of things. So I just want to circle back. I did go off on a bit of a tangent, but I did want to illustrate all these points to show how no matter where you're at in life, that effective money management is really what makes the difference. And I want to bring home my point again. Effective money management can make an average person wealthy, and ineffective money management can make a millionaire go broke. So this really shows a lot of different things that we don't really know what goes on behind the scenes, because a lot of people that we know might look very affluent on the outside, but on the inside, they're drowning in debt and they're drowning in loans. Versus meanwhile, you might think, oh, well, maybe X profession doesn't make very much money, but this person is saving 80% of their net income, and they're buying income properties, and they're really making sure that they're respecting all of their different budgets because they're planning to save for something big, or they have a lot invested in the stock market. So we really never know what goes on behind closed doors, but what you can know is what goes on behind your own closed doors. And you at the end of the day will be able to choose whether you want to have effective money management or if you want to run the risk of having ineffective money management. And suddenly, at any time, as we have learned time and time again this year, that everything can change for us. So I hope that you understand this is not to scare you. This is to make you prepared, because there's a very big difference between being prepared and being fearful. Being prepared means that we have the cushion that it takes to be able to take these kinds of blows in life. Versus being fearful means that you're waiting for something lurking in the shadows. And that's not what I mean. I mean that when you are adequately prepared and you're managing your finances properly, these are really just hiccups and they're not complete roadblocks. I want to thank you for your time on coming to listen to my podcast today. I know there are many other podcasts out there that you could have listened to. So thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Finance Diaries, and until next time.